We're not talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre, Oklahoma. All right, it's Wednesday. It's hump day. Let's look at some temperatures. It's pretty warm. 77 degrees at Cheyenne, home of the secret weapon. 64 at Freedom, 69 at Tipton, 73 at Altus, 74 at Hollis out here in the panhandle of Texas. We have 80 degrees at Dozer, 81 degrees at McLean, and 64 degrees at Canadian, and 74 degrees at Odell. So anyway, it's going to be a warm day. I think tomorrow is supposed to be pretty breezy. A lot of prescribed fires been going on in western Oklahoma, especially up in northwestern Oklahoma. My favorite man from the French Quarters up there at Pack Saddle, him and his little Play Purdy toys been out burning stuff up there. Let's see, where were they? Cooper? And I think, I don't even remember where they was, up there north, and then they came back down to Pack Saddle, was burning off some of the day WMA there. So anyway, lots of things going on. First things first, today I have the Elk City and the Mangum FFA chapters be in the studio today, so I'm excited about that. We've been really busy with the FFA chapters, so I've neglected this week to talk about Jimmy's bull and female sale calendar. So I'm just letting you know, coming up today, starts here just pretty quick, the OK&T 83rd annual bull and female sales going on. Next week, Quartermaster Creek spring bull sales going on. Mr. Mike will be in here Monday to talk about the bulls he's got coming. And then March 2nd, Davis Angus bull and female sale. And then March 4th, the Hobson Angus inaugural bull sale. And then also on March 4th, the Piercy Angus production sale. And then coming up towards the end of March, Harrison Cattle Production Company over there at Arapahoe. So hey, lots of things going on with the bull sales. Also, I need a big favor from all my listeners right now. If you're not a subscriber to the OSU Cow-Calf Corner, please get on your phone right now. Either go to Safari or Google, whatever you have. Google Cow-Calf Corner and it'll come up. Open it up, scroll all the way to the bottom, and subscribe to it. It has some awesome stuff in it, so you guys help Dr. Peel out and help Dr. Johnson, Dr. Peel, Dr. Beck, there we go. Anyway, got all those that we can help out. Please subscribe. Help them get some more subscribers to their deal. And this week, the one that came out the day before yesterday is awesome. Dr. Peel talks about record calf prices. Dr. Johnson talks about how to assist with calving, and that was a really interesting article on there. And then Dana Zook talks about the basics of wheat pasture, frothy bloat. And then Mike Trammell talks about the basis of frost seeding clover seed. So anyway, there's some good stuff in there. So please just Google or Safari your Cow-Calf Corner. Open it up. Go down to the bottom. There's a big orange square there. Subscribe. Hit that button and help those guys out. Subscribe. Help them get to that 2,000 subscribers in Oklahoma they need to get. It's pretty interesting stuff. Today is the Taylor Ranch happy hour all day. I'll have some more information on the Taylor Ranch coming up. First, let's see what happened overnight. Looks like soybean and grain futures were lower in overnight trading on favorable weather in parts of South America and concerns about ample global supplies. Precipitation in Argentina was near expectations earlier this week and should return to several growing states, according to Don Kinley, an agriculture meteorologist for Maxar. Rains in the southern and western areas later this week will improve moisture and crop conditions. He said in a note to clients, improvements are expected in the northeast sometime next week. The weather outlook for Brazil, the world's largest exporter of soybeans, is a bit more mixed. Rainfall was near expectations over the weekend and will return to the growing areas through Saturday. Dry weather, however, will move in to west-central growing areas of the South American country this week, potentially stressing the crops. Prices were also lower overnight after a report last week from the USDA showed rising global inventories for corn and beans. Corn inventories worldwide are forecast to rise to 322.1 million metric tons in the 23-24 marketing year that ends on August 31st. That's up from 300.3 million a year earlier. Soybean stocks are expected to jump 114.6 million tons from 103 million the previous year. Soybean futures for May delivery fell 7.5 cents to 11.76 a bushel overnight. On the Chicago Board of Trade, soy meal was down 4.10 to 337.60 a short ton, and soy oil lost 0.04 cents to 45.88 cents a bushel. Wheat futures for May delivery dropped 3.5 cents to 575.75 a bushel, and Kansas City futures declined 2.25 to 578.75 cents a bushel. Weekly export inspections was up for corn. The government inspected 918,000 metric tons of corn for export that week that ended February the 15th. That's up from 892,000 tons 7 days earlier, and way ahead of what was being done last year, 623,000 tons. Examination of soybeans for overseas delivery fell to 1.19 million from 1.34 million the week earlier, and quite a bit last year. It was 1.58 million during the same week last year. Wheat inspections were reported at 380,000 tons. That's down from 407 a week earlier, but still higher than last year. And let's see, what do we got? Extremely dry weather is expected today in much of the eastern Colorado, western Kansas, and parts of the Oklahoma and Texas Panhandle, where a hard red winter wheat is overwintering. Winds in the Texas Panhandle will be sustained from 20 to 30 miles an hour this afternoon, with wind gusts up to 35 to 45 miles an hour in the forecast, according to the National Weather Service. Humidity will drop as low as 5%. Red flag warnings are an indicator of dry weather and have been issued for much of southwestern Colorado and the eastern half of New Mexico. In counties in Colorado, winds will blow 20 to 30 with gusts up to 45. Humidity will drop to around 9%. Conditions will be favorable for rapid rates of fire growth and spread. I looked at the Oklahoma Forestry Department's update a while ago, and we're okay today, but we need to be careful starting tomorrow, because this stuff that's happening in Colorado and New Mexico is kind of heading our way. Okay, let's see here. Let's do a quick update on up to the minute grain prices. March corn is 412, down 6. March soybeans, 1165, down 14. Soybeans, 342 for March, down $5.60. That's soybean meal, I'm sorry. Soybean oil is down 0.43 cents to 44.98. Hard red winter wheat's taking a beating today after a good day yesterday. March 575, down a little over 10. May is 571, down over 9. Cotton's going back up again. March cotton's at 93.52, up 233. Feeder cattle for February, 184.70, up 30. April, 188.20, up 87. June, 183.55, up 60. Feeder cattle feeder cattle. March is 251.20, down 17. April's 256, even, up 65. May is 259.27, up 115. Lean hogs are up today for April, 85.87, up 20. Looks like West Texas Intermediate crude oils, April 77.70, up 60 cents. And up 66, yes. And natural gas actually coming back up a little bit for the first time in a while. March natural gas is 177, up 19. All right, Taylor Ranch beef. Supply chain issues continue to be an obstacle in our everyday lives. Lack of availability of items you need is becoming a regular occurrence. Buying ahead and stocking up is one way to bridge that gap. If you are the one that likes to keep your freezer full during these times, Taylor Ranch can help with that. They have quarter, half, and whole beef available. They develop every animal as if it were going to be served on their own table. Third-party verified all-natural and hormone-free beef also available. That's Taylor Ranch Beef, 405-609-4662. All right, we're going to take a Taylor Ranch break. When I come back, I'll have the Elk City FFA in here in the studio with me live on Facebook. Anyway, so while we're taking a break, please Google cow-calf corner for me. Do me a favor today and Google that. Subscribe to it. It's an awesome letter. Help Dr. Beck, Dr. Peel, and Dr. Johnson out with their newsletter. Be a great deal. Be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water Experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water Experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
At Lone Star Gin, 4.5 miles south of Pampa, Texas on Highway 70, our mission is to provide superior customer service to our producers while getting their cotton ginned in a timely manner. We possess 120-plus bale per hour capacity, high-tech moisture systems, on-site sampling, and we move cotton in a timely manner from the field to the gin. With excellent hands-on marketing, our gin is designed to maximize profits for our farmers. Visit us at www.lonestargin.com or give us a call 806-665-06.
You can buy parts anywhere, but the people at our store are different than people at other stores. And if they're not, we're going to make them different. They should be more knowledgeable. They should be more friendly. They should be more customer-oriented. They should be part of the community. We pride ourselves of doing business with people. You can buy parts anywhere. It's the people that make the difference.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
One of the keys to a successful future is a quality education. Today, thousands of young men and women are studying the ins and outs of farming and related fields as members of the FFA, taking the first step toward a successful career in agriculture.
Today and every day in 2024, we salute the FFA and our local FFA members and volunteers.
FFA brings out the best in everyone. That's why Black Hereford Ranch supports FFA students and teachers. BlackHerefordRanch.com.
They want you to see them as people and not just a number. They love when you know their name when they walk in the door and greet them with a smile. They love that. I like to hear people's stories and find out about their lives and get to know them. We sponsor in the community a lot, in the communities, in the surrounding communities. We just really care about people. I'm Elizabeth Mosley, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Farmers and ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache Hay Wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at everettswelding.com. Again, that's everettswelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
Calling all rural residents of Western Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle. Are you tired of hauling off your own trash? Call D&G Trash Hauling. They can have a dumpster delivered to you in no time. D&G offers weekly or bi-weekly pickup in 4 different size dumpsters. You have a big job? D&G also has roll-offs available in several sizes. With D&G, you find affordable rates and no contracts. Satisfaction is always top priority. For more information, call D&G at 580-497-6950. That's 580-497-6950. Let D&G Trash slash get rid of your trash.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, I finally got the rowdy bunch in today. Anyway, Elk City's in the studio with me, but first, let's check your weather, your ag weather update from McLean, Texas. 82 degrees, humidity 7, dew points 11. The winds are out of southwest at 18 miles an hour with gusts up to 22. Peak wind gust 30 miles an hour. 0.90 inches of rain so far this month of February. No red flag or sub-freezing minutes today. 8-inch soil temperature is 49 degrees. All right, in the studio with me is the world-famous Elk City FFA chapter. I got a whole room for him, so we're going to do half of them, take a break, change out, and we're going to the other half. But I can tell this is the rowdy, fun bunch. They're all making cracking jokes. Let's start with you. Tell everybody your name and all that good stuff.
Hello, my name is Arleth Luna. I'm a senior, and I'm the reporter.
All right.
I'm Aubrey Shelton. I'm a junior, and I'm the vice president.
All right.
I'm Ava McCollum, and I'm a junior, and I'm historian.
All right.
Tate Shelton, senior, president.
Oh, yeah? well, we know who. Let's just start with you. So, what are you guys doing? Name one of the things everybody will name one, but name one of the things you guys are doing to celebrate National FFA Week.
Well, we got our FFA Olympics.
Okay.
At the school, there'll be some games. There'll be like the wheelbarrow run. You got to run
this
down.
This for high school kids?
Yeah. Okay. Scoop the shavings in the wheelbarrow and run it back. We got an archery contest.
That sounds dangerous with this bunch.
I'm running it.
So, anyway, sorry. Go ahead.
But that's
about it for the deal. So it'd be high school, all high school kids involved. All right. What about you, young lady? What else you guys doing this week? Talk up to that mic for me.
Well, there's Dress Like Your Ag Teacher Day, and then again with the Ag Olympics, there's also cornhole, and then we're gonna do bingo, for all the ag classes.
All right, dress up like your ag teacher class.
Yes.
This ought to be interesting. So you guys be sure and let me know who the winner is. send me a picture. How's that? Anyway, so what about you, young lady? What else is going on this week? Or what have you done so far?
We visited the Capitol yesterday. Got to talk to Nick Archer.
Oh, yeah? How was that?
It went good.
Went good?
Yes, we got to listen to multiple senators and state representatives speak.
All right. What was the senators talking about yesterday?
Mainly about, like, leadership and how we are. We're not only the future, but we are the present.
Right.
And it was kind of just eye-opening, talking about how what they did in their past and, like, where they're at now and stuff like that.
All right. Cool. How about you, young? First of all, you guys help me out here with her. I'm going to guess she was probably pretty shy before she got into FFA. Is that right? Yeah. So are you going to sing the national anthem for us? No, that's what I thought. Well, anyway, so what have you been doing this week? What's been going
this
on?
This week, Monday morning, we had our flags for President's Day. So all the members, we met up at College Junior, went to the flag barn and set our flags in the businesses and the certain people's houses.
I got you.
And then tomorrow morning, we're going to serve breakfast for our teachers. To show gratitude and thank you, pretty much.
As they kiss up for them for you guys missing so much school.
Is yeah.
That what that's
yeah.
And the bus barn. Don't forget the bus barn.
The bus barn?
Yep, they're invited too.
Oh, okay. There we go. You guys at the bus barn. Matter of fact, I went over to Canute this morning. They had a breakfast for farmers. And anyway, it was really good. I mean, it was scrambled eggs, biscuit and gravy, but a lot of people was there. So it's kind of fun. I'm excited at what all the FFA chapters have been doing. So before we go to break, we're going to go back. We're going to start with you first. So you're a senior, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this year, what, fifth year?
Fourth year.
Fourth year? Okay.
Yes.
What have you learned, or I guess the word is, what have you learned in FFA that you're going to take forward with you outside of school, after school?
I think one of the main things that I've learned in the FFA that I really enjoyed was how prepared they make us mentally, mostly. Like for future jobs we're going to have when we graduate.
Right.
And when we go after college, like, how to, what's the word called? Like, you know how you give out speeches in FFA? And, like, when you have your job, you're going to work in a presentation. You have to talk in front of several people.
Right.
And it's, like, mentally getting ready.
A verbal resume.
Yeah.
There we go. Yeah.
Letting,
I just made that word up.
Preparing us to not be shy in, like, public speaking.
Well, cool. All right, on to you, young lady. Answer that question for me, can you? Can you mean repeat it?
Yeah.
What in FFA have you learned that you're going to take outside of school with you into the future?
Leadership.
So far, yeah.
Leadership, I'm going to take that with me, along with communication skills and just lending a helping hand as well.
Right. Yeah, there you go. That's the first time anybody said that. That's pretty cool. That's a good answer. How about you, young lady?
Well, speaking skills, there's a lot of speech contests, and learning to do that through FFA really has helped me. And also ethical, like being like ethical choices and right. what you do and decide to do like for the rest of your life.
All right. Yeah. Good answer. All right, Mr. President. Quit flipping that. I can hear that. what are you going to do when you graduate? You know yet?
I don't know yet.
You don't know yet?
Not yet.
You have no decision, no thoughts?
No.
Just going to wing it?
Yeah.
You going to college?
Yeah.
Where at?
Price Wasu.
I got you.
Go here pretty close.
So what have you learned going to school or going to FFA you think is going to help you outside your school life?
Don't get frustrated. Let it play out.
Okay.
Just take it easy. Let it play out. And
you learned that from growing, raising hogs or something? Yeah, you did. Yeah.
Hogs and cattle.
Yeah.
Both. And own up to your responsibilities.
Okay.
You know, it's your work, and that can transfer over.
Right. So what do you got to say about all these people yelling at each other when they're working cattle? Let it play out or shut that gate?
Yell at them back.
All right. Let's take a quick break, and we're going to get the other four officers up here. And thank you, guys, and happy National FFA Week.
Thank you.
We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards weekly cattle sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
SEI Agritech is excited to announce they're now open with their new LNC blending feed facility for their new product line at SEI Agritech 1400 South Randall in Elk City, with all the feed rations that you've come to know and trust. The new facility is the only LNC blending facility in the area. SEI Agritech in Elk City now open their new facility in their current location, 1400 South Randall in Elk City. For more information, give Kent a call at 580-225-0317.
You know, I think the best advice that I could give a young couple is to go sit down and talk to an insurance agent. I see a lot of young couples, they're just getting online. I mean, they're just clicking the button and clicking what's cheap. And well, if I click this, it makes it a little cheaper. But if I click that, it makes it go up. Well, there's a reason why it goes up. You need to know what you're paying for. And if you're paying for it, you need to make sure you've got the right coverage. You know, another piece of advice I would give is when you go in and talk to that agent, you need to discuss getting some life insurance. It doesn't have to be me. Any agent can help with that. But a young couple, you need to go in and sit down and talk to someone and understand what you're doing. You know, a term policy on a younger couple, it's a whole lot less expensive than what people think. And the younger you buy it, the cheaper it is. It's worth finding out how minimal that expense is, because it's life-changing if it's needed. That would be my best advice.
Hey, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
We've been part of
Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
Blair Tire and Feed is helping you save some money. Firestone Ag is holding its Spring Into Savings event. That means you're going to save big money on the tires you need. Most Firestone radial tires are included in the sale, like their expanded line of 82 technology patterns and sizes. Eligible standard radial tires will have a $200 discount. Eligible 82 radial tires will have a $300 discount. That's big time savings on big time tires during a big time event. The Firestone Ag Spring Into Savings event at Blair Tire and Feed.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. We are celebrating National FFA Week here at on Today in Ag and the KCO Radio and Paragon Communications. So next week, all these kids have been coming in last week and this week. We're taking their pictures, and next week we're putting out a special edition of the Penny News, and all their pictures will be in there. And we got some really wonderful sponsors that are sponsoring making this possible. So you guys, when you pick up next week's, not tomorrow's, but next week's Penny News, take a look at that and thank all of our sponsors for helping us celebrate National FFA Week. Here's your weather for Northwest Oklahoma, your ag weather update. I picked Woodward, 76 degrees, dew point's 21, humidity's 12, the winds are out of the west at 9. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 43 degrees, sunset at 6:24. Today, 80 for a high, tonight 43, and tomorrow the winds will be out of the north, and it'll be a little different weather tomorrow, 64 degrees. Okay. Still in the studio with me. I split them in two groups today. Elk City FFA. Let's start with the sophomore. Tell everybody who you are and what position you are.
My name is Luke Friesen. I'm a sophomore, and I'm the secretary.
All right. Ma'am?
My name is Madison Holiday. I am the sentinel, and I'm a senior.
All right.
I'm Miley Moran. I'm the chaplain, and I'm a junior.
All right.
I'm Wyatt McConnell. I'm a junior, and I'm the treasurer.
All right. You guys are more calmer than the previous four that was up here, aren't you?
I guess you can say that.
Well, let's start with you. So you're a sophomore.
Yep.
Who do you look up to in your chapter? Who do you want to be like?
In my chapter? I don't know. All the people in here.
Yeah, the people.
They're great role models, all of them. They're great. Hard workers.
Oh, El Presidente thought he was going to say his name, and he backslapped him. anyway, so far you've been in here, what, 2 years?
Yeah, 2 years.
What have you learned so far?
I've learned a lot of hands-on stuff this year. We work on a lot of welds. We're welding a trailer for OIE right now in our class. And last year I learned a lot of public speaking. I did a lot of speech contests, and that kind of taught me how to get out there and speak publicly.
Were you kind of in an eggshell before FFA?
A little bit,
mm-hmm. But not now. Getting better.
Yeah.
Getting better. What's your plans? What are you going to do? You show stock or do anything?
No.
Just speeches and doing mostly. Is the trailer a secret? What kind of trailer are you guys building?
I think it's just a normal trailer. I don't know.
He's on his own. He didn't say my name.
We've got several.
Oh, you got several going on. All right, how about you, young lady? You're a senior. You figured that out a while ago.
Yes.
Grab that mic and slide it over there to you. What all you been doing since you've been in FFA?
I don't show animals or anything, so right. I've had my own like mowing business for like the last 6.5 years.
Oh, cool.
So I've just been doing all my SAE stuff on stuff like that,
right,
and taking care of that business.
Yeah. So have you learned to weld on your own mowing equipment?
Kind of. I'm not very good. I kind of mess it up sometimes. My dad has to redo it for me.
Well, that's all right. At least you're trying.
Yeah. You're right about that.
Right. So have you got anything that you've learned since you're a senior? I'm going to ask you this question. You got anything that you've learned that you're going to take forward with you into life?
It's just my leadership skills and my ability to overcome. I'm not going to say overcome everything, but most everything. Right. And to be
give
able
it a
to
second
take,
chance.
Yeah, give it a second chance and be able to take care of business when it gets down to it.
All right. Well, great. Young lady, Miss Chaplin, right? Is that your deal there? Step up to that mic there and talk loud in there. So you're a junior?
Yes.
Yeah. So what have you been doing in FFA since you
We got to participate in opening and closing ceremonies, so lots of speech contest, and we raised fallow deer, so I've been working on that for my SAE.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Tell us more about the fallow deer. Is it hard?
No, it's kind of like cattle. You just kind of breed them and raise them, and then once they get old enough, you sell them and other people buy them.
Is there a big market for them?
It's getting bigger as the years go on.
I got you. So what do you, is fallow deer, you got to have a high fence up around them?
Yes.
Yeah, because they're probably like whitetail.
Yes.
Gone. Yeah. Have you lost any yet? Has any escaped?
Nope.
Nobody
not yet.
Escaped? But they, anyway, so do you name them? Do they become your, are they pets or do you just let them go?
Some are, and some we just kind of call by their tag number.
Right. I got you. So when did you say your aunt?
My brother.
Your brother? When did you guys start doing this?
About a year ago last summer when we got started into it.
Oh, cool. Well, yeah. Good luck with that.
Thanks.
Yeah. All right, young man. He's the only one here that just seems calm. He's way too laid back over there. Mr. Presidente, he's like, yeah, what about it? But you're like business type. So you're a junior, right?
Yes, sir.
And what projects you got going on in FFA?
I have a herd of 10 Black Angus cattle, and we breed them, sell them, like the fallow deer.
Right.
And my freshman year, we did a bunch of public speaking. That opening and closing team, she didn't mention it, but we made it all the way to state.
Oh, you did make it to state?
Yes, sir.
All right, cool. And made it to state, and I bet that was a good experience.
It was a really good experience, yeah.
Yeah, so have you guys been to national? Indianapolis yet?
Yes, we went this year.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Cool. I forgot to ask the chapters that yesterday. Anyway, so what, anything cool happened while he's up there, meeting new friends?
Met a lot of new friends. We saw people from everywhere. I mean, even like Alaska and Hawaii. I didn't even know they had FFA. it was crazy.
Yeah, them guys from Alaska are probably wide-eyed because they don't have the sun always out up there. So that sounds pretty good. Did you make any friends from Alaska or Hawaii?
No, I was too scared to talk to them. They look scary. Met a lot of other people, though, we made friends with, like Wyoming, other states like that, countries, like Nebraska, people like that.
All right. What a... You're a junior. You got any plans yet?
Not really, no.
You guys are laid back at Elk City. That's all I can tell you. That's not a bad thing. Don't get me wrong, but just now it's going to happen. When it happens, it's going to happen. So anyway, guys, I got to get off here. We've got the Mangum FFA coming in. I wish you guys a happy National FFA Week. And good luck this week with your project. Send me a picture, whoever wins the Ag Teacher deal, okay?
All right, we'll do.
All right. We're going to take a Taylor Ranch break, and we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, cotton farmers, are you walking in high cotton? It's easier than you think. Have your cotton ginned fast and efficiently at Western Planters Cotton Gin in Hobart, Oklahoma. Bet you didn't know they have the largest gin in the state and the connections to get top dollar on your investment. They're located at the corner of Highway 9 and Highway 183, just north of Hobart. Be sure and check them out online. WesternPlantersCottonGin.com.
Hobart Farm and Garden in Hobart, Oklahoma, has dedicated their life to supporting your farm's success because farming is their way of life. Their superior high-pro feeds are expertly formulated to meet the nutritional needs of your livestock. They provide bulk feed delivery straight to your farm, or for smaller quantities, they offer a variety of feed bags and sacks in different sizes. When it comes to your livestock feed, choose excellence. Choose Hobart Farm and Garden.
Are you looking to give your livestock the best nutrition possible? Well, head on over to the Sarah Farmers Co-op. Sarah Co-op is an authorized quality liquid feeds dealer. They handle a variety of QLF Ignite protein and mineral tubs, along with their Pasture Select 20-5 and 35-5 liquid feed. Short on time, the Sarah Co-op will supply, deliver, and fill your liquid feed tank for you so that you don't have to. Don't put it off. Head on over to the Sarah Co-op at 109 South 6th Street in Sarah, or give them a call at 928-2664.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, February the 16th. 1,404 head were sold. 8 at 491 brought 330. 10 at 573 brought 312. 7 at 656 brought 264. 5 at 673 brought 258. 14 at 737 brought 247. 25 at 754 brought 239. 7 head of heifers at 423 brought 326. 9 at 463 brought 322. 7 at 561 brought 283. 15 at 645 brought 245. 9 at 720 brought 233. 10 at 727 brought 228. Butcher cows were 47 to 121. Butcher bulls brought 97 to 139. Bred cows were 900 to 2,000. Pairs brought 1575 to 2175. Elk City Livestock Auction. 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey 580-497-6095.
Friends, I would like to invite you to join us at the Davis Angus Value Genetics Bull and Female Sale on Saturday, March 2nd at 12:30 p.m., where you can get better beef bulls at an affordable price, selling 90 yearling and 18-month-old bulls and 30 commercial bred heifers and first calf heifer pairs. The bulls have been DNA tested, ultrasound tested, and been tested for feed efficiency on the Grow Safe system. Please join us on Saturday, March 2nd at 12:30 p.m. on County Road 2150 near Burns Flat, Oklahoma. You can get more information at davisangus.com or go to Facebook and search Davis Angus.
The Quartermaster Creek Spring Bull Sale is February 28th at the ranch southwest of Leedy, selling 150 two-year-old bulls. Sires include Deer Valley Growth Fund, KG Justified, and Easy AR Step Up. Several other breed-leading sires will be represented. Also selling commercial two-year-old pairs and open yearling heifers carrying QC Genetics. The Quartermaster Creek Spring Bull Sale, Wednesday, February 28th at 12:30 at the ranch southwest of Leedy. You can also view the sale and bid online. For videos and sale info, log on to quartermastercreek.com.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Mangum's running a few minutes late. Must have got, oh, I bet they got into the bridge down there on the North Fork. I forgot all about that. That's what that's going to happen. They got all those stoplights at the bridge down there going on. Okay, here is your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag weather update. 73 degrees at Tipton, 40 is the dew point, 30 is the humidity. The winds are out of south, southwest at 8 miles an hour. 10-day rain total, 0.82 inches. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 45 degrees. 1-day average 10-inch fractional water, 1.0. Sunset at 6:25 today, partly sunny, 80 degrees. Winds out of the south, west to south, 8 to 13 miles an hour. Mostly clear, 49 for low tonight. Tomorrow, sunny, high around 69. West winds switching to out of the north, 13 to 20 miles an hour. It's going to be pretty windy tomorrow, so be careful with whatever you're doing out in the field tomorrow. Take it easy welding. Check your chains and trailers and bearings. I don't know what I was listening to Chief Kyle Shavinki talking about the fires over there in the northwest, northeast part of Elk City the other day. It was kind of scattered through there. It was, makes me wonder if a chain dragging through there didn't start that. But it's just a big old guess anyway. So let's go to this, waiting on them. I got that. Anyway, calf prices reach a record high. During the first week of February of 2024, 500-pound steers medium and large, number one in Oklahoma, posted a new weekly record price of $321.34 per hundredweight, surpassing the previous high of $312.72 in November of 2014. For the first 3 weeks of February, the price of these 500-pound steers have averaged $323.64. How about that? Nice. Anyway, for the 800-pound medium and large number one steers, prices in February have averaged $235.36 per hundredweight, still below the September 2023 record of $253.58, which exceed the previous high in October of 2014 at $241.79. The overdone feeder market correction in late 2023 took the price of 800-pound steers to a low of $216.47 in December, with the feeder price rallying back some $19 per hundredweight thus far in 2024. Oklahoma feeder auction volumes thus far in 2024 is down 14.6%. The pending February cattle on feed is expected to show lower January placements, with February 1st feedlot totals still higher than a year ago. Feedlots are quite full in many cases, are dealing with muddy conditions and lost performance due to the winter weather in December and January. The sluggish pen conditions resulted in sluggish cash fed market conditions, with fed prices dropping back about a dollar per hundredweight this past week to $180 even per hundredweight. As feedlots clean up pens on feed numbers and are expected to tighten up in the coming months, as the reality of limited feeder supplies become more apparent. Estimated feeder supplies were down 4.2% year over year in January. In the January cattle report, the lowest level in data back to 1972. The key once again is the question of heifer retention. If and when heifer retentions begin, feedlot inventories will drop more sharply. Beef production is projected to decrease roughly 5% year over year in 2024. This follows a 4.7% decrease in 23 from record 2022 levels. In the first few weeks of the 2024, beef production is up. All right, here they are. Come on in and sit down. You guys run into a bridge problem on the way up here?
A little.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I got the Mangum FFA in here, and teacher, you gonna talk with us?
Yeah,
I'm just listening.
Okay. Anyway, grab that mic there, young lady, and tell everybody who you are.
I'm Ella Hart. I'm from Mangum, and I'm a sophomore.
You're a sophomore? All right. Yeah, those two mics there, you gotta talk really close to them.
My name is Caden Rep, and I'm the parliamentarian, and I'm a junior.
All right. Cool.
Jake Green. I'm the reporter. I'm a junior.
All right.
I'm Morgan White, and I'm a senior, and I'm the president.
All right. We got the president. Where's the vice president? Stock showing?
She's sick today.
Oh, I got you. Anyway, so they, let's start with you, Miss President. You're senior. What do you guys got going in Mangum this week to celebrate National FFA Week?
We're going to have a teacher's breakfast this week. And okay. Also going to have a little petting zoo for the little kids.
All right, cool. And you guys have probably been really busy with stock shows, haven't you? Yeah, it's that time of the year. Young man, how about you? Petting zoo and the teacher's breakfast, is that right? Is that what you said? What else you guys got going on this week?
Honestly, don't know. Might do dress-up day. Just see how it goes.
Right. Dress-up day like what?
Farmer. Hillbilly, maybe.
Okay. Well, you got a good mullet going on.
I know, right?
that's a good looking one. All right, let's go to you. What are you doing to celebrate National FFA Week?
Probably with him, dress up one day as a farmer or something.
Right. get going. So, all right, young lady, how about you? What do you got going this week?
I'll probably just go with the flow of what everybody else is doing. Yeah, I don't really have any ideas.
That seems to be the going thing with the chapters today. Elk City, they were just like chilled.
Follow whatever president does.
Oh, yeah, Fridays wear blue day.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah.
Okay, so you say you were a sophomore?
Yes.
So what have you learned so far in FFA that it's going to stick with you? What do you think?
How to work with people.
Right.
How to work together and also just learning different aspects of farm stuff.
Right. Yeah. What's your favorite so far?
The livestock.
The livestock. So do you show?
I do.
What do you show?
Horses.
Horses? Oh, equine. You're an equine lady, huh? Yeah. Cool. What's your plan? You got any plans for after you get out of school?
Go to college and try to be on a ranch horse team.
Oh, all right. You got any particular college you're looking at yet?
I like WT and Texas Tech.
All right. Cool. I heard, and they got good equine.
They do.
Yes, they do. Anyway, I think Texas Tech or Texas A&M won the national championships this year, if I remember. I don't remember. One of them did. How about you, young man? What kind of what do you say you are? Junior?
I'm a junior.
Yeah. So, so far? What do you? What's been your favorite thing in FFA?
Probably livestock showing.
Okay. What do you show?
I show goats.
Do you? Yep. And then so you guys, you've already had your county, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So what are you waiting on? OIE now?
Yep.
Because you already went to district, right?
Yeah.
I got to think because I'm confused. I got two different parts of the state. They're doing their district right now in the northwestern part. So you do any good?
Got showmanship.
Well, that's good. That's awesome. And anyway, is there an inside joke going on here? I don't know about. But anyway, so you're junior. You got anything that's sticking with you right now? You think you'll carry on with the rest of your life?
Probably my speech and stuff that I've been learning.
Right. And have you been going to any speech contests?
Not really.
Not really? But you've been working on it?
I've been trying.
So, anyway, how about you, young man? What did you say you were?
Junior.
Junior? What are you? So, what's your take on FFA so far? Besides, you know how to grow a new, a bad to the bone mullet there.
I'd say the showing aspect of it.
All right. And so, and then anything else? Think of right off the bat?
Not right off the bat, no.
All right. So, and what do you show?
Did show pigs.
Okay. Now what do we show? Because you said
nothing.
Did.
Nothing.
What do you got in the work for next year? What are you thinking?
Probably pigs and sheep.
I got you. All right. How about you, young lady? She's almost quiet over here, isn't she? Step up to that mic and so you're a senior?
Yes.
Is that right? You got plans?
After high school?
Yeah. Hey, let me switch. Hang on one second. That mic is terrible. Let me give you this one. Maybe. There we go. Try that. Yeah, after high school.
I plan on going to PT school.
Is this me? Hang on one second. All right. Are you there? Can we talk into that mic?
Hello.
There we go. Well, now I got you. Sorry. What? Yeah, after high school.
I plan on going to PT school after college.
Where at?
Not sure yet.
not sure yet? So what have you did your years? What, this is your fourth, fifth year in FFA?
Mm-hmm.
What have you been doing?
Showing.
Showing? Mm-hmm. Showing.
Pigs.
Pigs. All right. And then you're the president. Mm-hmm. What are you guys, I guess you're going to go to state convention,
yes.
What, in May? Is that
yes.
right?
In May.
Have you any of you guys gone to national?
Yes. I went my sophomore year.
Did you? How was that?
It was a lot.
Was it?
It was.
All right. Did you meet some new friends?
Yeah.
Yeah, one of the kids from Elk City was in here just a while ago. He was shocked to see people in FFA in Hawaii and Alaska.
Yeah, it was hectic.
Yeah, so lots of people there.
Mm-hmm.
I got you. And so All right, let's go back over to our sophomore, right?
Yes.
It's hard for me to get all this memorized up there. We got a few minutes left, so we might as well talk. What kind of projects do you guys got going besides for National FFA Week?
Tell them about your table.
Huh?
Your shop project?
Oh, yeah.
He talks pretty loud in that one. That'd be good. You're all right.
We're working on a picnic table, actually.
Right.
Hopefully enter it into the ag mechanics during OYE.
Right.
See how that goes.
How are you building your picnic table? Is it pretty cool?
We're going to use 2x6s.
Right.
Make it all wood, stain it, sand it. Make it look all purdy.
All purdy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What color are you going to? You're just going to stain it and leave it stain color?
Leave it stain. That nice look on it.
I got you. And they, the ag mechanics deals before actual the stock shows at OIE, isn't it?
Yeah.
I can remember all that deal going on there. So have you guys got any other projects going on besides that and showing? I know everybody's showing in here, but there's got to be something else going on over there.
We've been doing livestock judging contests a lot and quiz bowls. And we've got a flower bed set up, and we've been trying to grow crops in it.
What kind of crops?
Well, I think this year we're going to try to do like tomatoes and stuff, probably.
All right.
Yeah.
It's getting about time, too, isn't it?
Yeah.
So anyway, so you got a flower bed going, you got a little a greenhouse going, or just doing this strictly outside?
Just outside.
Because I remember like 6 or 7 years ago, they had a quail habitat deal going on down there. Is that still in the shop anywhere around there?
I don't think so.
I know they was doing some quail habitat deal down at Mango. So anyway, what's the future hold for you, young lady? You got any plans?
Maybe go into like equine medicine, try to be a vet or something.
Right?
Yeah.
So anyway, that's we need big animal vets. Mm-hmm. So you're smart then, right?
Try to be.
What about you two guys? What do you got planned for the future?
Hopefully go OSU, get my bachelor's, become a fish and wildlife game warden.
Oh, I got you. And you're going to come back? Are you going to stay in Oklahoma doing it, or you want to go to the mountains?
I'm going to try to go to Colorado.
Are you? You look like a mountain guy. Anyway, what about you, young man?
I plan on joining the Marine Corps.
Oh, hoorah!
Yeah.
So anyway, you going to the Marines right after school?
Yep.
Not going to take a break?
Mm-mm.
I wouldn't either. Just go. Get it over with.
Yep.
I got a grandson that's in the Marines,
yeah.
And he's loving it. I got a nephew that just got out, so the Marine Corps for you. It wasn't for me. I went Army. So anyway, I give my Marine kids heck all the time. So anyway, good luck with you. I hope you stick with it.
Thank you.
I think every kid ought to go. So I got a question for you guys. If we got time. So a couple of random questions I've been asking some of the chapters is, you know, harvesters have been having a hard time finding people to help them on custom harvest, you know, when they start down in Vernon with weed harvest and work their way up north. If you guys could have, if you could earn high school credits to go on harvest and be out in the field learning, learning about combining and doing all the truck driving and all that stuff, would that entice you more to go on harvest than?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You would? Yeah, because, I mean, it's an all-male-female deal now. When I was going to school, it was all the guys went on harvest. We wanted an adventure. But anyway, so you guys would be interested in doing that. Can you tell me why you'd be interested in it? Besides credits for high school.
It's more of a hands-on, like you're actually out there doing things. You're learning life skills, in my opinion. Like in high school in a classroom, for me anyways, just sitting at a desk or just writing on paper, that don't do it for me because I'm more of a hands-on learner.
Right.
And definitely like...
OJT, on-the-job training, right?
Yeah. But I just feel like that speaks out more to me. And then it's pretty much a trade, in my opinion, learn it now. And if college don't work out, I know something. Farmers want that. And boom.
Right. Yeah, one of the kids yesterday, I think, said, you know, basically your senior year, you pretty much got all your high school credits you want, so why not spend some extra time on the road at harvest and still getting your credits, even the minimal ones you get. What do you think, Mrs. Ag teacher, you want to come on for a second?
Sure.
I never got to talk to you except okay. on text message. What do you think about that, kids going on harvest?
Yeah, I think that'd be really good. They would learn a lot of life skills, learn hard work, dedication. They, like he said, they would have another career option if college didn't work out. And we also always need more people in the ag industry.
Oh, yeah. It'd keep them in the ag industry. Yeah. So anyway, well, my music just came on. This is Mangum FFA in the studio with me. Mrs. Teacher, thank you so much for bringing them on. I forgot all about those lights down there at that bridge deal.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah,
me too.
Man, I'm sorry. Anyway, but you guys got in there, and I just want to wish all you guys happy National FFA Week, and thank you for coming in the studio.
Thank you.
Right. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre, Oklahoma. We'll see you guys tomorrow. God bless.